studio and kind of a crazy day in the markets today as that report come out. We were all thinking that it might come out bearish, and they always say this first report always surprises us, and of course, this one did. Well, joining me today is Doug Somke, president of South Dakota Farmers Union. Good morning, Doug, and how are things with you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Well, pretty good. Enjoying a nice spring-like day today. We'll see what next week brings, but pretty nice right now.
Well, they said these market report was could surprise us, and it surprised us, but it surprised us in a way that raised the markets. But we'll know it more in a couple days when it settles down.
It's about time, isn't it, Chuck?
I think so.
I mean, we kind of been on the short end of that deal.
Yeah, it is, and I tell you, it's a lot nicer to see that 26 cents up instead of the 30 cents down. That seems like what comes after some of these reports, but pretty bullish report, and I don't think anybody anticipated that. Not many, anyway.
But, no, well, I think, one thing, like you said, the cotton thing has been pretty good. It's probably the only thing that's been in the black for a while here, and so I think a lot of guys down there are going to go that direction, so acres, they got to buy the acres. It's that time of year.
Yeah, and I guess spring wheat they had anticipating going up 15%, so that's kind of taking it on the chin this morning. So something has to go down, I guess. Anyway, you're in your meeting today talking about some crop insurance, huh?
Yeah, we're headed to NDSU to meet with our researchers up there on our RMA product. Going to find out how much closer we are to getting this to present to RMA. IMSET program that we've been working on, it's not exactly a crop insurance as much as it is an opportunity for farmers to raise the price on their guaranteed acres. So that's what the product is about. It's another crop insurance product, but it won't cost you anything. It's just a way for you to manage your acres and bring up the price.
Now you're talking about IMSET. That's just some letters for what you're talking about then.
Yeah, the IMSET, it's inventory management and soil enhancement tool is what we call it. It goes alongside your regular crop insurance, whatever crop insurance you're using. It would go alongside that to enhance your usage and bring up your price. One of the things we, as farmers, seem like we've been short on until this last report is the fact that the price seems to always be negative for us and the positive, and this would bring you up to make you whole on your farm, whatever it takes to make you whole on your farm.
Now, you said you're going to North Dakota. Who are you meeting with up there, Doug?
We're meeting with the cooperative center. They're the ones that have been working on the research for us and well, they got a crop insurance specialist that knows his way around the industry quite well, and we've been working with him. And then we're also meeting with Frayne Olson, ag economist up there as well.
Now, how is this going? Are you moving this along? Is it moving along pretty good?
Yeah, it's taken a little time. You know, you got to have your proof of concept and such, and we're getting through those steps. There's basically three phases that you got to go to get into RMA, and it takes a lot of data to get there. Our plan is to not only work with them, but to also work with some other universities as well, up and down the breadbasket here, not only on corn, which is what the concept that we've got proven right now, but also working on soybean and wheat. And I believe we can get into cotton and others as well. But right now, the main one we've been working on is corn. And that's the reason we're on corn is because that's the easiest one to do, easiest one to prove, because we use 89% of the crop that we raise right here in the United States.
So what are you looking for, a timetable?
Oh, it's going to be at least a year out. Okay. I don't know that we can get it done in another year. It's probably going to be a year to 2 years.
But it's going to be a useful tool for producers as they sit down and trying to figure out where they're going.
Yeah, it's another thing that will help you enhance your crop insurance. You know, the thing about crop insurance, you think about it, you know, it's really evolved from where it originally started back in the 30s. I mean, it basically was nothing. We've just continued to evolve it and grow it and massage it into what it is today. And this is going to be another one of those steps. And I really believe, you know, as hard as it is to talk about a farm bill And especially, you know, now that they're talking about taking the SNAP out of it and everything, this is going to help us as farmers to get to a point that, you know, I think it could even evolve into something that we wouldn't even need a farm bill when it comes to making sure farmers can make a living.
Well, I know that the farm bill is being talked about, and the crop insurance is always one that is always brought up, and no difference this year. So I guess we kind of got to wait. They're talking about the farm bill is going to be done early, but do you think it's going to make it?
No, I really don't. I mean, I know there's talk about it, and I know they're trying to push it through as a partisan issue, but you know, that never really works. I've never seen it in the ag part. It's just hard to believe that they're going to try to do that in the first place. But I just, first of all, I don't think they got the time. I mean, you can say that you're going to do this and push it through, but I just don't think the calendar is going to support it.
Well, especially if they're talking about the SNAP and other programs, that goes pretty deep.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and we're talking about a heck of a lot more there. I think that's the biggest thing, Chuck, is that most people don't understand that you don't have to be in farming to have the farm bill affect you. And the fact is, if you eat, you're affected by the farm bill.
Yeah, and to me, it's like the farmers are least affected by the farm bill as anybody. So then a lot of
people
out
there. Well, that's true. You know, the most of the money is not in agriculture, that's for sure.
Well, Doug, anything else you want to hit on today?
Well, you know, the other thing that we've been working on, I've been corresponding with the United States Environmental Protection Agency, Christopher Grundler. He's the chairman, or he's the director of the Office of Transportation and Air Quality, talking about the levels of high ethanol blends in gasoline, and are we doing enough to make sure that the air is clean as it should be. And he just sent me a actual hard copy letter with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency letterhead and his actual signature on it, addressing these issues. And the information he shared with me, I think, will be helpful in getting us to a point where we'll be able to actually be using higher blends of fuel in those areas where it's available.
Well, you know,
I think it's a big deal, Chuck. It's something that we really got to keep our eye on.
I don't know where I was going. I was driving through some community, and I saw E15 up on the board, and I thought, you don't see many of that. Maybe more.
So, it's going to become a bigger deal. We're going to, I think we're actually going to see a lot more states promoting it. You know, the interesting fact of the matter is we've got federal laws right now saying that you can't be smoking marijuana, but we got states are actually selling it, and there's no reason we shouldn't be able to do the same thing with ethanol when it actually.
Well, I agree with you there, Doug. Anyway, anything else, sir? We'll let you go, and we'll let you get back to your trip.
I appreciate it, and thanks for everything you do, and I wish everyone a happy Easter.
All right, same to you, Doug. We'll talk to you later. Okay, and that's Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farmers Union.